95 BFM.
Now joining us on the line, we should have Tom from Guardian Singles. Morena, mate.
Morena, Ata Maria, how are you going?
Yeah, good, good. Now, for the listeners out there, just to give everyone a brief summary, Guardian Singles are heading off to South by Southwest in a couple of months' time. You're throwing a fundraiser this Thursday.
We're throwing a fundraiser this Thursday. It's actually only a few weeks away now.
Oh, a few weeks away, South by Southwest.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Amazing. Now, just to bring everyone up to speed on Guardian Singles, could you give us just a little bit of background on the band, your history, and I guess why you guys are making the trip to South by Southwest?
Well, we got... We applied, I don't know, we applied and we got in, I guess is the only way to really say it. We haven't really played in a while. Sorry, it's a bit of a long, I'm just trying to think about how to answer that question.
Yes.
Background on the band. We're an Auckland band, I guess, but I live in Whangarei. We haven't played in a long time, so it's surprising to see if anyone still knows who we are. But we we applied last year. We thought it was a bit of a long shot. And they seem to like us enough to invite us to play in Texas. So yeah, we're pretty excited to go.
Have you taken the band or are been part of a band that's made the trek to South by Southwest before?
No, I have not. Our drummer has been a bunch of times. I've never been, so I have no idea what to expect.
Pretty excited.
But it looks pretty exciting. So
yeah. I spent a couple of days in Austin purely on the very back end of a trip just to check it out and have a look around. But it is it's a rad little. It's one big long road basically through the middle of the town, and there's heaps of venues dotted along it. But what are your expectations? So who else, do you know who else is performing at South by Southwest? And are there any bands you'd like to see, or what are you hoping with this trip to South by Southwest?
Holy fuck, have just been announced, and I'd quite like to see them if possible. There's a guy called Jad Fear, who's this is probably not doing it justice, but kind of similar to Daniel Johnson. Mm-hmm. He's like an old sort of alternative folk singer-songwriter guy from sort of, all through the 90s. So I'd like to see him. I'm not familiar. There's a couple of other New Zealand bands going, but I'm not really familiar with either of them. Who else? There's a band called Gloin from Toronto that I'd really like to see. They sound pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
There's something like 400 bands,
yeah,
I think.
It's amazing.
There's a lot, yeah. Yes, and honestly, yeah. I just had not heard. There's a lot of them I hadn't heard of. I guess some of the legacy stuff. I was sort of searching around and kind of checking about, just going off names sometimes or profiles or profile pics and stuff. And just sort of, there's a bunch of different stuff that I guess I'd like to see. But I guess the idea is that you go over and you play as much as possible, so you're kind of really there to do the thing and pour yourself out as much as possible. They're pretty strict around, I guess, the main thing that I'm not worrying every day about, but it's just the sort of the new rules with immigration, thanks to the new rulers of the country. And if we're going to get in, but we seem to be, South by Southwest have reassured us that it should be okay. So,
excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Now, what do the next couple of weeks look like for Guardian Singers? Of course, you're doing this fundraiser at Double Whammy this Thursday, but is it just practice as much as you can before you jump on the plane?
Yeah, working around sort of other sort of job and commitments and stuff like that. So, I guess as much as possible. There's a couple of shows, another show that I don't know if I'm allowed to announce yet, because I don't know if it's actually we're doing it, and I'm just realizing that I am on the radio. But hopefully there's another show before we go, and details about that.
Okay.
This Thursday is just the one, really.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a couple of tickets been sold online, so that's kind of cool. But if everyone could get along, and we know it's a hard sell as well with what the cost of living for everyone is, to be like, hey, we're a band, support us. And a lot of people are finding it hard to go out, but it's just, it's everything, every band, Thanks, darling. Sorry, my son's just giving me random objects. Oh, look, he's given me a dollar tin he's found. Yes. See, that's cool, but that, like, he's got the right idea, but it doesn't really help.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Now, you know what I mean? It's like, yeah, we're trying to, like, we're going to have just record stuff for sale. We're playing with Jim Nothing, who is great, and everything that James does I love, and they're a fantastic band. We've got a couple of great DJs and stuff. It'll be a cool time. It's a Thursday night, but, yeah, if people can get out to see us and come along, that would be great. Or just come and pay, just come and bring us money, and then you don't have to stay.
Excellent. Are tickets from Under the Radar or On the Door?
Yeah, tickets. Sorry, beg your pardon. Yeah, tickets are from Under the Radar. Yep. You can still get them there. And we're really looking forward to it. I haven't actually been to Double Whammy yet, so I've no idea what to expect there either.
It's great, mate. It's really.
Like, it sounds like it's good vibes. Yeah. So, yeah.
Oh, fantastic. All right.
Yeah, yeah.
Tom.
Yeah, cool.
Tom from Guardian Singles, thank you very much. And best of luck from BFM for this trip to South by Southwest. You're going to have a blast,
so much for all
mate.
Support. We appreciate it.
You're going to have a blast. All right, people, Guardian Singles fundraiser to make the trek over to South by Southwest. Double Whammy this Thursday with support from Jim Nothing. Get your tickets from Under the Radar or, you know, head along, grab one on the door and buy a bunch of merch while you're at it to help them get over there. All right. All
thanks,
the best,
heaps.
Mate. Okay, mate.
Cool. Cheers. Cool. See ya.